This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Michigan dam break.
Get somewhere safe now.
Virus rules eased in all 50 states.
I think it's a sense of normalcy for everyone.
Off the market.
Talcum powder increases the risk of ovarian cancer.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. A terrifying story is unfolding in central Michigan.
I have never seen this. 60 years I've been here.
Evacuate the area.
10,000 people have been forced from their homes in and around the city of Midland. Two dams gave way after days of heavy rain. For many families, it's a catastrophe.
The insurance company said that they won't cover anything. This is all we have, and now there's no help whatsoever.
Brad Kay is city manager in Midland.
We've already exceeded the highest record level floods we ever had, and we are looking to continue probably about another four, as many as 8 feet of water coming through our city within the next few hours.
Coronavirus restrictions have been eased or lifted now in all 50 states. In some, COVID-19 cases are still rising. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
We've got a plexiglass. We taped up the floors. Retailers and salon owners in Miami are taking every precaution.
Getting ready for the next client.
As they prepare to reopen their doors for the first time in nearly 2 months under strict health and safety rules. In Connecticut, salon owners and hair care professionals protested Governor Ned Lamont's decision to keep them closed until June 1st.
Hi, baby!
While in Texas, child care facilities were allowed to reopen, with limits like temperature checks and smaller classroom groups.
I would say in the first 3 minutes, we got three or four calls.
And summer camps in several states, including Pennsylvania, Arizona, Texas, and New York, reportedly say they're preparing to reopen later this year.
We can keep children and our staff safe.
Jay Jacobs operates 6 summer camps along the East Coast and says they're taking steps to bring campers back.
Day 2 on the job for workers at the Ford plant in Chicago hit a rough patch when one person tested positive for the coronavirus.
If one person gets in a hole, that would affect the person behind them.
I just don't feel it's safe enough yet.
Production stopped for a while as some people in close contact with that worker were taken off the job. The urgings to reopen the country have been coming for weeks from President Trump. CBS's Ben Tracy is at the White House.
So we did the right thing, but now we have to get back to work.
President Trump said he was right to shut down the country to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but said it's also now right to push states to open back up.
We're opening up our country. We're opening it up very fast.
President Trump is doubling down on his decision to take a daily dose of hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug not proven to prevent or treat coronavirus.
I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself.
But his own Vice President, Mike Pence, is not following Mr. Trump's lead.
My physician has not recommended that. I wouldn't hesitate to take the counsel of my doctor.
The CDC has quietly released its 60-page guidelines for reopening, first shelved by the White House. Brief recommendations came out. A federal judge in Texas says because of COVID-19 fears, any of the state's 16 million registered voters can cast a ballot by mail. Primary runoff elections are set for July. The state's attorney general will appeal the ruling. Joe Biden won Oregon's Democratic presidential primary. Johnson & Johnson says consumer habits have changed and there has been misunderstanding about its baby powder. So, with demand drying up, it's stopping sales in the U.S. and Canada. CBS's Steve Futterman says the company has won and lost several court fights.
It is a product that has been used for generations.
Johnson's baby powder keeps anybody's baby smooth and fresh.
In fact, it's possible your mother used Johnson's baby powder on you, but that's about to come to an end. The talc-based product will no longer be sold in North America. For decades, there have been accusations that it causes cancer. 2 years ago, a jury awarded a group of women more than $4 billion. One of the plaintiffs, Tony Roberts.
I developed some indigestion, and within a matter of a week or so, I was told I had ovarian cancer.
Tony Roberts has since died. Johnson & Johnson has appealed the judgment and continues to defend its product.
The birth rate in this country continues to fall. The CDC says there were the fewest number of newborns last year in the U.S. in 35 years. Experts say the pandemic and economic worry will likely push those numbers lower this year. Overseas, correspondent Vicky Barker tells us about the birth of the social bubble as people emerge from virus lockdowns.
It's the halfway house between complete lockdown and no restrictions. In New Zealand and Belgium, social bubbles can be a maximum of 4 people, but it has to be the same 4 all the time. What could possibly go wrong? In Antwerp, Tamara's grandmother has 10 children.
Out of the 10 children, then she need to choose 3 of them to have the social bubble of 4 persons.
Ouch.
Definitely, there will be some family problems later after the COVID is disappeared, I think.
And psychotherapist Philippa Perry says prepare for bruised feelings.
What if all your choices go, oh, I'm so sorry, they've got friends and relations that come before you?
We may survive the pandemic, but will our egos survive bubbling? Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
CBS's Sam Litzinger tells us there was a time when a lot of socializing was done sitting in front of the radio.
Celebrating a century of sound. Suppose you were a lonely farm kid in Iowa in the depths of the Great Depression. One day your family had scraped together enough money to buy something called a radio.
Oh, yonder tattle Maggie.
The 1930s and 40s came to be known as radio's golden age. Listening to the radio became part of most Americans' daily lives, no matter where in the country they lived.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Today's TV soap operas had their origins on radio.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
Networks even created their own symphony orchestras. The most enduring element of radio's golden age is news. A listener in Idaho could tune in and hear what was happening in France.
The Allied forces landed in France early this morning.
The golden age began losing its glitter after World War II when television came onto the scene. But as listeners know, the pictures are always better on the radio. For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
In the midst of a pandemic, hundreds of first-generation college students are getting a helping hand. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Moving to the U.S. with his family in 2003 with little to their name, trying to find a way to pay for college was not easy for Musadiq Budar.
I have about $20,000 left in loans from undergrad at George Washington University, and I had kind of just been making the minimum payments on those.
But the now CBS News campaign reporter is joyous.
I was shocked.
He's one of 400 college grads who just had anonymous donors, supporters of the Students Rising Above nonprofit, pay off his student loans.
There are people out there rooting for us. There are people who want us to succeed.
Badar says he's going to pay it forward. Matt Piper, CBS News.
NBA legend Magic Johnson's company is offering $100 million in loans to businesses owned by women and minorities who've been hurt by the virus shutdown. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.